under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. As we face the issues, I believe it is necessary for the information that we might be informed, challenged, encouraged, that we might have something other than what I call the Communist Network News. Because listen, if that's what you listen to, you're not getting the news. And as we listen to the news, it ought to be on the basis that we're filtering it through the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I believe that we're finding in the day and time and era in which we're living that very little goes forth that is real truth. And as we face the issues, we base our information and our position on the Word of God, the truth book. We'll be talking about today what I think is a very serious, informational charge. In fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the representative from the state of Georgia, U.S. House of Representatives, said just yesterday that Anthony Fauci should lose his license and be put in jail, put in prison. Let me just read you what she said as we start this broadcast today. You belong in prison. The hearings go off the rails when Marjorie Taylor Greene refuses to call Fauci a doctor. Monday hearing became contentious when Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Dr. Anthony Fauci a doctor. Let me read you a paragraph. Fauci, who was formerly the director of the NIH, which is the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, testified to the House Oversight Committee Monday. Greene refused to call Fauci doctor, instead referring to him as Mr., saying he does not deserve the title and that he should be in prison, with members objecting to her choice of words. Dr. Mr. Fauci, you were quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying, it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Marjorie Taylor Greene asked. Fauci declined to give a yes or no answer, leading to a clash, but he asserted he is a scientist, end quote. We'll look at that article a little further in the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, I think the truth is finally coming out. The scripture is very clear. Be sure your sins will find you out. There's nothing secret, nothing hidden before God. God's word exposes the fallacies of man. In fact, in Jeremiah 17:9, the scripture says, the heart of man is wicked. Who can know it? It's deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? And as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth book. Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, we may see untruths, partial truths, or half-truths on the Communist Network News and other sources, but I want us to understand God's truth never fails. God's truth never is modulated. God's truth never falters. God's truth is always true, same true, yesterday, today, and forever. Yet, Lord, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society when there's a mindset that you can tell a partial truth and it's a whole truth. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters, regardless of whether you believe it or not, regardless of whether you adhere to it or not, regardless of whether you grasp it or not, truth matters. In fact, it is, according to the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, the lack of truth brings about the demise and the death of truth in America. The lack of truth. In fact, former Senator Jim DeMint said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I believe that to be truthful, if I can use the play on words. Yet we have so many today in the younger age group, 18 to 35-year-old age group that is today called the millennials. The millennials say that there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, the millennials have the position, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. But that is exactly what we see taking place today that's causing the fragmented society. Is because everybody has their own truth, and part of it is, I could blame it right at the very doorsteps of churches that refuse to stand on truth and call truth truth, whether we like it or not, it's truth. Yet we find so many today in the Christian world, the church establishments, that want to embrace society and society's woke culture, want to bring society into the church, and therefore they modulate what is true. Multitudes today embracing the sodomite society because they don't want to cause anybody to have ill will toward the church. Well, the Bible says it's sin. So we're going to embrace sin, the culture of the world, and we're going to stand for truth. That's the question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. It goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the position that we ought to take, willing to live it, love it, learn it, tell it, even if we have to stand in the society in which we're living in today and risk our lives to stand on truth. That's what I believe is necessary. I believe the lack of doing that causes the declension that we find in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a 165-foot flagpole, and atop that flagpole flows the old glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question today, should Anthony Fauci be put in prison? Should he be put in prison? Has he committed a wrongdoing? Has he committed a crime? Should Anthony Fauci have to pay for his crime that, in my most humble opinion, redounded to the death of millions around the globe and in America? We're going to talk about that today. And if you've been harm to hurt by COVID vaccination, harm to hurt by via the COVID pandemic, plandemic, the lockdown, the forced vaccination, the loss of jobs, the loss of education, the loss of your child being in school, I'd love to hear from you. Do you think Dr. Anthony Fauci should be placed in prison? Should he be caught, tried, convicted, and put in prison? That's the question. And I think it's a very serious question. And I think from a Christian conservative patriotic standpoint, we need to answer that question. Because your answer to that question will ascertain your position in the future for future pandemics, plandemics, lockdowns. The federal government, our government, even as I speak, they're already investing hundreds of millions of dollars with the pharmaceuticals to have ready for shots in the arms of citizens in America for what they're calling bird flu. In fact, the World Health Organization and those in charge of the, quote, taking care of our health in America are now looking forward to planning and talking about a pandemic from the bird flu. I think they found three or four cases in America, and yet they're already saying it's going to be, there will be a pandemic. I think it's planned. I think we're witnessing a replay of COVID. I believe that these things will go into full steam moving forward with it before the election. I believe that's one of the ploys that's being pushed behind the scenes by the embedded bureaucrats, by the thugs with badges, and by the socialist Marxist media, and by those that want to see the demise of the United States of America and the subjection of every citizen in bowing and bending to the federal governments in our nation. Now, you say that's pretty heavy. I believe that's where we're headed, and I believe we're witnessing that today. So if we do not learn from history, recent history past, if we do not learn from that, we will absolutely be bound to repeat it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've simply said, the truth shall prevail. We have all witnessed what I call the calamities and the chaos and the confusion during the 3 years of COVID pandemic. Every person in America has been affected in some way or another because of COVID. Many lost their life because of COVID. Many lost their life savings because of COVID. Others lost their homes, their businesses, due to the government and Dr. Fauci's recommendation of the lockdowns, the mask wearing. Do you recall, and it's not funny, but it's laughable, do you recall going into some places of business or medical facilities and your nurses, your nursing attendants, your medical assistants, your doctors with two or three masks on and a plastic face shield to make sure that they're protected from COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize all of that has been debunked and it's been discovered finally that it was all a ruse? It was a farce. It was not true. It was simply created from thin air. It was created from whole cloth, as some stated. And it was Dr. Anthony Fauci and his proteges that brought this about. Dr. Anthony Fauci and his pressure on multitudes of so-called scientists to sign a letter stating that COVID-19 pathogen originated in a meat market in Wuhan, China, not in the Wuhan, China virology lab. And it's discovered that they lied in order to continue to get their grants approved by Sir Anthony Fauci. I'm calling him Sir Anthony Fauci because he thinks he's in that position. He thinks that he's still above the law. He thinks that he still does not have to answer questions under oath before the House subcommittee. He thinks that somehow, some way, he is above every human being that he is addressing when he speaks. This is the reason he calls himself, and I'm using the term, Mr. Scientist. And if you do not agree with him, you are disagreeing with science. That's historically been his position. But ladies and gentlemen, when Marjorie Taylor Greene says that Dr. Fauci shouldn't even be called a doctor, that she just called him Mr., he should listen. I'm reading from the article again. The hearings go off the rail when Marjorie Taylor Greene refused to call Fauci a doctor In fact, she said, refusing to call him doctor, she said, Dr. Fauci or Mr. Fauci should be in prison. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that she's exactly right. Looking at the article again, Fauci declined to give her an answer when she asked questions about the COVID vaccination and about the question of social distancing or wearing a mask, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, he's still alive and well. He's still highly revered by the Communist Network News. He's still highly revered by Joe Biden and the entire Biden cabal that's making the decision for the direction of America today. But ladies and gentlemen, multitudes, millions lost their loved ones in the tragic deaths due to COVID or because of COVID death vax. Ladies and gentlemen, we know millions lost their jobs, the opportunities for an education, and their military careers were canceled and crushed simply because the mask mandates and the six-foot social distancing that the government required, either we had to comply with it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was called COVID science. So-called regulations of COVID science are faced the consequences. Now, I don't know what your position has been. I've not put a mask on to wear it. I'm not going to put one on. I think that it's a farce completely. In fact, I still see people wearing these big old masks. And ladies and gentlemen, most of these people that are mask advocates even today, some of them wear the mask while driving their automobile. Some wear the mask while pedaling their bicycle out in the open air. Some continue to wear their mask and waiting on people behind the cash register in places of business, not realizing that that mask will deplete the oxygen in their body and prevent the function of the organs of their body being carried out properly. Let me just simply put this little parenthetical footnote here. Over 146 surveys, mask research have been done. Not one of the 146 indicate that masks have any efficacy whatsoever in preventing the any pathogen or the transfer or the cause of pathogen being transferred to others. Mask does not do that. Even the best one called the N95. Perhaps we'll talk about that further during the broadcast today. But let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you believe Anthony Fauci is a liar? Do you believe that he's one of the causative factors, if not the premier causative factor, of the forced vaccination that brought about the deaths of 17 million globally and about a million in America? And I'll read you those statistics later in this broadcast today. Do you believe that Anthony Fauci should be answerable? Do you recall day after day after day watching the death dirge with Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx standing on the platform, giving the update COVID reports, when in solemn statements, they talked about the mask that had to be worn. In fact, Sir Anthony Fauci said that two masks, three, maybe even four, would be helpful. Maybe putting on a double mask and a plastic shield would be helpful. Ladies and gentlemen, now we have the audacity, the temerity of Joe Biden saying that, well, it was Trump that listened to Dr. Fauci. It was Trump that instigated the lockdowns. It was Trump. So President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, not Anthony Fauci, not Dr. Birx, not the NIH, not the CDC, not the FDA, that's all responsible and culpably responsible for the deaths of millions. It is President Donald J. Trump. Didn't you know that? That's where they're trying to cast the blame now. They're trying to shirk the responsibility more and more as this information comes out, as the truth ultimately prevails, and truth shall prevail. As truth ultimately is prevailing, though it be a little bit at the time, ladies and gentlemen, the fact is, as one of the physician friends told me, he said, this was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, he said, within 10 years, the entire medical community will look back in regret with what they have participated in, what they've said, and what they've done in harming citizens in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just Marjorie Taylor Greene. it wasn't just Marjorie Taylor Greene's statement that Dr. Fauci should be stripped of his license and put in prison. Listen, here's a headline: explosive interchange between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Congressman Rich McCormick, a medical doctor. This was perhaps the most explosive exchange between Dr. Anthony Fauci and Congressman Rick McCormick, also a medical doctor, who treated patients during COVID but was censored for pointing out the science. He told Dr. Fauci, quote, "You said in an interview that you gave as part of an audiobook written by Michael Spector that you believed institutions should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get the vaccine." Question. Someone said only politicians, only bloggers, only conspiracy theorists are disagreeing with you. I want to point out to you that I'm probably the only member of the Congress that actually treated patients during the pandemic. From the very beginning to the very end of the pandemic, during the night shifts in the ER, thousands of patients during that time, and in 2020, I was censored. Now, this is a House of Representatives member. His name is Rich McCormick, also a medical doctor. During the pandemic, he would work night shifts at the ER treating COVID patients. That's the background. He says, and I quote, "From the very beginning of to the very end of the pandemic, during the night shifts at ER, thousands of patients during that time and 2020, I was censored. My medical license was threatened because I disagreed with bureaucrats, literally taken off the internet as a person who is treating patients with leading edge technologies, developing theories, but doing my very best, but being censored by the United States government for the first time, stepping in and taking the place of medical professionals as the experts in healthcare. Any dissent surrounding COVID-19 treatment, mask mandates, and any public policy surrounding the pandemic was immediately labeled as anti-science. I watched as public health officials and politicians told my patients what treatment options were best for them, regardless of their comorbidities or their medical history. Despite my education, despite my training, and all of my experience, my opinions were relegated to conspiracy and misinformation by so-called healthcare experts who had never treated a patient throughout the entire pandemic. It's been a black eye on the medicine, and has highlighted why government should never, never, never insert itself in between patients and their health care providers." And the article goes further. It's about a 5-page article. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question, should Dr. Anthony Fauci be stripped of his license and put in prison for what he caused, what he stood for, what he did, what he recommended, and to push by the bureaucrats that he was over, should he be put in prison? I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I just came from the hospital, UF Health Northside, and as I waited in the waiting area to see the doctor, they have like a TV screen and a lot of medical information. And part of that was at the bottom of the screen, "Please wear your mask when you're in here." So over a year later, the hospitals are still telling you, wear a mask. Well, we all know that the masks are not good for anything, but hospitals keep brainwashing, pushing all this COVID crap.
Derby, one of the reasons they're doing that, because not only during COVID, the plandemic, the apex and the crescendo of all of that, not only were the doctors and the medical care staff and the hospitals being paid handsomely to carry on the lie and to produce fear and to force the vaccination and to force people to put the mask on, they were getting paid handsomely to do so, and they're still getting rewarded today. And may I say to you and to our listeners today, it is the MONEY factor and not the health factor that's pushing the vaccination, pushing the mask, pushing what will be on the very near future, the attempt to do further lockdowns and the force for distancing, social distancing, which was absolutely horse feathers, as I call it. It had no scientific background whatsoever. but we're on the very cusp of beginning over again. The federal government and all the bureaucrats and the pharmaceutical houses, Anthony Fauci and all of his proteges, discovered that the people could be condemned and be badgered and coerced and mandated to put a mask on to take the vaccination. And as a result of that, they found that it works, and they're going to try to implement that once again. I've got the documents on my desk before me at this very moment, talking about what's being planned and what is the modus operandi behind that. So you're exactly right. It's the indoctrination of the citizens. And I'm embarrassed by going into a place of business or a medical establishment and seeing people wear a mask and trying to pretend that somehow, some way, that they are above the fray, that they're going to be obedient little stooges and put the mask on and prevent them from spreading any germs or pathogen or disease to you or to others. It's a farce. And yet, there are multitudes that believe it today. Derby, I believe that we need to do just as the Daniel chapter 3 with the three young Jewish boys, when they refused to bow, they refused to bend, and as a result of that, when they're thrown in the furnace, they refused to burn. But they made the statement, it is so powerful that I am so intrigued with. And they said to the king, when he was challenging them, giving them another opportunity, they said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They said, God's going to deliver us, but if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow to your false gods. And I believe that's the position that we need to take today as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots. Derby, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
Excuse me. I was wanting to point out that, you know, after the crimes of the Nazis were found out, they had the Nuremberg trials. Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Fauci's crimes make those crimes pale, okay, because of the millions of people that have been affected worldwide. I'm not saying the Nazis didn't deserve all the justice that was dealt out to them, but I'm just saying that the loss of life by them was Dr. Fauci has done such great harm. And
well, it's what you'd call crimes against humanity, and I believe there ought to be a reckoning day. There ought to be a day in which there would be in depth and not just some of the surface hearings that we're seeing now. And I'm thankful for those men and women in our U.S. House of Representatives that's asking some questions. But I believe it needs to be far deeper, far broader, and far more serious. I believe there needs to be. I personally believe there needs to be absolute charges brought, and then in those charges, put him in a court of law where he's got to stand trial for what he's done and the detriment to humanity, crimes against humanity.
Absolutely.
And I believe,
absolutely,
my personal opinion, and we have our listeners out, you're free to call and object if you would like to do so. I believe it needs to be caught, tried, convicted, sentenced to either death or be put in prison for the rest of his natural life. That's my disdain for the man. That's my disdain for the system. That's my disdain for what we saw taking place in America, where people lost millions of dollars, where people lost their jobs, their homes, their families, their businesses, and were on lockdown for month after month after to month under the false pretense that somehow we were saving Americans from death, and more people died as a result of that and as a result of the COVID vaccination than would have died had there simply been natural immunity. So, Miranda, I'm in agreement with you. I believe there needs to be some trials that, just as the Nuremberg trials, I believe that needs to take place. I believe that he needs to come to trial and be found guilty, and placed in a position that he's got to answer for his crimes against humanity. Miranda, our time is up for the top of the hour news, but thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll come right back as we continue to face the issues we're talking about today. Should Anthony Fauci be put in prison? That's the subject. Love to hear from you right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville.